Parshas Bezois HaBrocho concludes the Chumash. It is always read on Simchas Torah when we end the cycle of Parshiyos and start it anew. This concluding section, the final words of Moses, are words of blessing and encouragement. Bezois HaBrocho, this is the blessing that Moses, Yishua Elokim, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. It is quite significant that the final words of Moses are words of blessing, words that express his infinite love for Israel. Moses was a man of God, a spiritual person, head and shoulders above all the people. Yet he remained bound up with them. They were his major concern. Moses rebuked the people. He would get angry with them. Sometimes he suffered from them, but he always loved them. He always protected and defended them. Thus he is called Ohev Yisrael, the lover of Israel. He was their king, yet this did not make him arrogant, but ever more humble. For he kept in mind that Ein Melech Beloyom, there cannot be a king without a people. Kingship derives from the people and depends on them. Thus he did not look at them as his subjects, but saw himself as their servant and acted as a faithful shepherd. He was the greatest prophet ever, yet remained conscious that the Shekhinah rests upon the prophets only for Israel's sake. The Midrash comments on the first verse of our parsha. Whoever pleads the cause of Israel shall be exalted. This is seen in the fact that all his life Moses was not called Yishua Elokim, man of God, until he blessed the Jewish people. As it is said, this is the blessing that Moses, Yishua Elokim, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel. The conclusion of the Torah, therefore, re-emphasizes the great principle of the Torah, namely Ahavas Yisrael, love of Israel. There must be an absolute and unconditional love towards God's creatures, God's children. As the Baal Shem Tov taught, when you truly love the Father, you must also love his children. One can be the most exalted person, far superior to all others, truly a man of God. But even then it says, Moshe Yishua Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, that one must be with, bound up with, the children of Israel. For Ahavas Yisrael is Ahavas Hashem. Love of Israel is synonymous with love of God. Thus, as we finish the cycle of readings of the Torah, our involvement and sincerity in the study of Torah is tested by its conclusion, by the extent that it has deepened, strengthened, and enhanced our Ahavas Yisrael, the extent of our readiness and resolve to plead the cause of Israel in thought, speech, and actual deeds. The very last word of the Torah is Yisrael, even as the very first word of the Torah, Bereshis, refers to Israel, who are called Reshis. For to quote the Baal Shem Tov again, the essence of our worship is to bring ourselves to an all-encompassing love of God, love of Torah, and love of Israel. This is the whole Torah, and the rest is commentary. As we now start a new year, a new cycle, we set out afresh to learn this and to practice it.